I must say, Cindy Kane inspired me to give my story. And as I tell the story, the verse, "He knows the desires of my heart," is the verse I want you to keep in mind, because something happened in my life that I never dreamed would happen, but I didn't tell anybody, and I just, Lord knew my prayer, my thought, my wishes, and my desires. And He knows the desires of your heart. I'm trying to find a reference here. It's in here somewhere. I'll come across it when I read it. So I wrote my story down. I almost wish I was like you, Sharon, and didn't know I was going to give this story, but I didn't know. And I rewrote it once, and I thought, I'm not rewriting it again. My story. I thank God that from birth, I became familiar with the truths of the Bible. And Psalms 139 always meant a lot to me. "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. I thank God for my heritage. I was raised Mennonite on a farm, and I learned to work hard and fear the Lord. I was shown the nature of our Heavenly Father through my dad, who lived his belief and faith. And as a deacon's daughter, I was to be well behaved. And needless to say, I wasn't always well behaved. But we didn't just receive the teaching of the Bible at church. Dad was truly a good example of a Christian and obeyed God's authority, making him a good head at home. He was slow to speak, slow to get angry, and you know, we each had our jobs, and he says, if you don't work, you don't eat, and you don't, if you don't have cash, you don't need it. No, we didn't know nothing about loans and all this and that. He led the family devotions every morning after breakfast, and my mom was a prayer warrior. Hospitality was definitely her gift. We would often have unexpected guests for dinner after church. She'd just add a bag of corn or something, and we would invite them in. Her family would show up without telling you they're coming. Stay a night or two, you know. We chopped heads off chickens and butchered them, and pigs and cows we had for meat. And Mom and Dad had an egg route in Altoona. They went every Friday and delivered door to door, and we got all the chickens and the ducks after Easter because we had a farm. And so we loved these ducks that followed us all over the place in the swimming pool with us and everything. And accidentally bumped a basket of eggs down the cellar steps once. What a mess that was. Well, then we made lots of homemade ice cream. We got huge blocks of ice and chopped that block of ice, and we churned. He took a turn churning till we got a motor, and then it was a lot simpler. And Wednesday evening after church, we went to Richie's Dairy. That's what bribed us. But one day, we had homework, we said. We stayed home. We opened Christmas gifts very carefully, unwrapped them, see what we got. Put them back under where she had them in, under the cellar steps. So we told her about that later. The farm was the best place to grow up. I practiced teaching all my dolls in the front porch. And that started my career as a personal care aide, teacher's aide. And I did 28 years altogether in Blair, Beaufort, and Belfont schools. There were six children in our family, and when I was 5 years old, my oldest brother, Wendell, died at age 16. He had a bad bowel. And he was on the way to youth group and meeting, and another youth was following behind him, and he pulled off the road, and he took him to the doctor's office. It was the first time he drove out on a car, drove himself. My mother was worried, and he says, God will take care of me. So on the doctor's table, he said, God's calling me. And he passed away. Now, my sister had a pig's valve put in her, but back then they didn't do that. And he had purple lips, and he'd just say, oh, I was eating blueberries. So I grew up active in the church from little to youth. We did a lot with other youths from the neighboring Brethren Christ Church in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. And we did a lot with the Mennonite churches at Belleville. Youth conventions, went to Florida, went to Canada. I had many opportunities for spiritual growth. At age 9, every summer, from age 5 to, I couldn't go anymore, age 9, I was at Lauraville Camp, in my bunk. Everybody was sound asleep. And the Lord says, go talk to the counselor. So I went in her bedroom, sat on the bed. I can just picture the whole thing, sitting there, and told her, I wanted to give my life to Jesus Christ. I wanted to start a journey of my own with the Lord. And that started my journey the best I knew how at that age. I committed my life to the Lord, and I shared it at home and with the family, and was sprinkled for baptism and took the class you take to become a member. And I no longer lived on the good name of my family or their faith. I started my own journey with my own faith in Jesus. If I failed in some way, I thought I lost my salvation, but I found out that's what the Christian walk is. Failures, forgiveness, and growth as a Christian, not always getting it right or being perfect. Life goes on. I went to Eastern Mennonite College. I was in this program to be a nurse, school nurse, of course. But I completed 2 years. The 2 years credits helped me. I didn't have to take this test everybody had to take to be a personal care aide at Belfont School, so that was good. My first job offer out of college was to teach an Amish Mennonite kids in the first one-room schoolhouse they were building as the Amish started moving from Lancaster to Beaufort Blair County. Being a Mennonite with some college, they thought I might be a good fit for their teacher, but my Volkswagen versus their horse and buggies and their plain clothes versus my regular clothes, I didn't know how that was going to mix. So Dad went with me to the bishop, and I just remember him deciding it'd be too hard for me to fire up a wood stove every day. So I didn't take that job. Then I ended up teaching a kindergarten in a brethren church in Woodbury, 13 kids at the mother's starter, because Northern Bedford didn't have a kindergarten at that time. And the mothers helped me, and I went to neighboring school, figured out how she did her kindergarten, and I taught 13 kids that year in a church with the help of the parents. Then the next year, Northern Bedford School started a kindergarten. I got a job as a teacher's aide. So I worked there, maybe 6-7 years, and I don't know for sure, but funds were cut, so I had to quit, and then I was raising my family. Jessica was born, Tanya was born, and I thought, I want to go back to work. Tanya's in school, and I worked at a daycare for a while, but anyway, what happened? Mr. Green, the principal at Spring Cove Schools, came to my house and asked me if I wanted to work as a teacher's aide in their school. It was the easiest interview I ever had. Up here, I had to face all these teachers and the board and answer all these questions. Well, then I raised my two girls, and I worked in the elementary building they attended. Fourth grade, they didn't want to see me anymore, but till that age, they were glad Mom was there. And anyway, so I'd had my tubes tied when Tanya was born, fixed, whatever you want to call it. And my secret desire, here's where God knew the desires of my heart, was to have three children, have a summer baby. I thought it would be nice. My girls were January, February. And lo and behold, I didn't get a job when I was applying for more full-time work rather than just cafeteria and playground. I didn't get the job. I said, okay, the Lord has something better. That October, I became pregnant. And that's how Kyle came into being. And he was born July 28th. I had my three children. Age 40, everything went fine. He's a healthy baby. And that's the verse I have in my refrigerator. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Nobody knew I had these desires. God knew that. My life was enhanced in college when my dorm counselor encouraged me and helped me to start a disciplined devotional life for myself. And it has carried me through many, many hurdles that I couldn't have made it through, and the Lord has had his hand on me. And I always had a heart after God's own heart. And you mentioned David. David in the Bible has had a heart after God's own heart, and he never got caught up in the confusion. He always was mindful of God. And that's how I felt all through my life. with my experiences. And at this point, I was getting back. At this point in my life, I'm getting back to the roots of the real Pauline God created me to be. That through all my failures, God fulfilled his purpose in my life. He never let go of me. He never lost sight of me. And the truth of the Bible. I never lost sight of him and the truth of the Bible. I have a rock of a foundation, Jesus Christ, the real life giver, my bridegroom, who has carried me through many snares, storms of life, hardships, disappointments, failed relationships. I feel like David in the Bible when I moved up here. And when I moved up, my sister Donna, she kept reminding me God's focus on me. And she says, God used David with all his human endeavors. God can use you too. And that was always such a strength to me. God sure has taught me all along and has a purpose in all my experiences to strengthen me, to equip me, to minister to others in ways I don't even know. God holds a future. He knows how he wants to use me. God is not finished with me and still has big plans for me, and I'm excited to see what he has in store for me. And Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And one more thing. Before my dad died and we were church hopping, he says, go to Brethren Christ Church, go to Brethren Christ Church. Kept saying, find a Brethren Christ Church. So here I am at a Brethren Christ Church for keeps. And also, my dream in college was to be a part of a band or worship team, really. And here I am. My dream is fulfilled there. My dream to be a personal care aide instead of a teacher's aide was fulfilled when I went to Belmont Schools and got hired. And when my brother died at age 16 in junior high, I went up and found his guitar in the attic. It had a crack in it, steel strings, and Dad glued it. That started me playing the guitar. I bought a book, taught myself, never taken a lesson. So just what other people have helped me. So thanks for your prayers and love for me and making me feel so much a part of your church family. So I greatly admired my dad, and he said, go to Brethren Christ Church, and I'm sticking here. I'm for keeps. Unless.